Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Mizpah means watchtower or lookout, and there seem to be many such places in the Hebrew Scriptures. The Mizpah in our story, in 1 Samuel 10, was on the western border of Benjamin's tribal territory. Samuel's other two towns where he judged Israel were Bethel on Benjamin's northern border and Gilgal in the east near the Jordan River. Bethel, meaning the house of God, reminds us of Jacob's exclamation, quote, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Genesis 28, verse 16. Gilgal means rolling away, and was the place where the reproach of Egypt was removed from Israel. Mizpah was the site of Israel's victory over the Philistines, and the memorial marker called Ebenezer, the stone of help. For, said Samuel, quote, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." 1 Samuel 7:12. What a great place for the tribes to gather to recognize their new king. It was certainly bittersweet, for as the Lord reminded them, quote, "I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all kingdoms and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God who himself saved you. And you have said to him, 'No, set a king over us.'" Chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. Nevertheless, the Lord was giving them what they wanted. Selecting Benjamin's tribe from the 12, Samuel narrowed it further to the clan of Matri, then to the family of Kish and Saul. But where was Saul? At the big moment of his investiture, he was hiding. "There he is," said the Lord, verse 22. When he finally appeared, quote, "taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward," verse 23, the people shouted, "Long live the king," verse 24. But some doubters wondered aloud, "How can this man save us?" verse 27. It wouldn't be long until they would find out.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.